5 minutes after the 1 o'clock hour. Welcome back into the whole show, powered by PDC Energy. Wyoming Athletic Director, according to Brett McMurphy, saying this: if the Mountain West Conference all would stay together and not be fooled into thinking there's something greater out there and joining a Power 5 league because of the Pac-12, no matter who they add, is not going to be an autonomous 5 league for very long. It's clear, and everybody around the country is talking about that. It's just a matter of time, and that will change its financial model dramatically, in my opinion, speaking for Wyoming. Okay, well, that was kind of the situation. I figured, you know, Wyoming's going to be pushing that. Like, we don't want everybody to leave. We stay here. We're stronger together. I think that might be the way to go there. If you're Colorado State, just hunker down into the Mountain West Conference.
It's a stronger statement than what Kliavkoff was saying.
Yeah, yeah, it really is.
Because he's telling you that conference is falling apart. We cannot go over there.
Yeah, don't go there. It's dying. It's done.
Best thing the Mountain West can do is add as many teams as you can, work with your current TV deal to make yourself as good as you can, and when you go up to renegotiate, you renegotiate as a Power 5 conference.
Yes. That's 100% accurate. That's what you got to do. You dig in here.
If you can get Washington State and Oregon State to agree to that for 2-3 years or however long the Mountain West deal is, say, hey, if you guys just stick with us, we can get you back up to that budget you were at. And then everyone else in the Mountain West, their budget gets up too.
Yeah, that's what you got to do right now. You got to stay the course here because jumping ship for the – and again, we're forgetting this. Like if Mountain West just goes to the Pac-12 and they just get all these teams, the TV deal is still the TV deal. Right now, we can watch Mountain West football on the tube. You've got them. You know, Fox and CBS.
FS1. CBS Sports Network.
Yeah. So you're going to have a handful of games every single week that you can watch, which I absolutely love. But if you go to the Pac, then they said, reportedly, they're offered Apple TV offered a 5-year deal, $23 million per season, per team. And that's Apple TV.
It's a risky 5-year deal.
It's a really risky 5-year deal. Back to the Broncos here. Holyoke says, where's the text here? It was here. Oh, how concerned should we be with a Dixon punting our balls for the Broncos? With a Dixon punting. Yeah, that's right. You got Riley Dixon in there? Does that concern you that our arch nemesis of Broncos country is Dixon and then there's a Dixon punting? Should we be concerned about that?
Not until you play the Chiefs and it comes down to a last-second field goal.
Or a last-second punt, in this case. Mm-hmm. And then a Dixon fixes the game.
Whoop, didn't mean to shank that
cousin
one,
Dixon.
Coach.
Are they related, do you think? Do you think Riley Dixon and Dixon Dixon are related?
It's possible. Is Daryl Dixon in there anywhere?
Yep. Okay. What's going on with that, by the way?
He's in France. Hunting zombies. French zombies.
They're going to keep going with this thing, huh? Mm-hmm. Wow.
And then he'll meet another friend, and then that friend will get a spinoff show. And yeah.
The Walking Dead.
We just
Dead.
Want Rick back. That's all we want.
We just want.
Give us Rick.
Just, you can't give us more than 3 seasons of Ted Lasso, but Walking Dead can go 10 seasons, and now a spinoff with these two, and then a spinoff with these 11 and more, and then Fear of the Walking Dead, and then Daryl's Walking Dead, and then Maggie and the bad guy are Walking Dead.
They're Walking Dead together.
They're Walking Dead. There's so many Walking. How many more Walking Dead stories can you do? It's zombies have taken over the world. You just can't keep running from zombies. And it's not just zombies. Like there's bad people and they're taking advantage of the situation. Okay, how often can we do that? It got so bad with the original Walking Dead. Tigers are running around helping the good guys out.
Hey, Shiva was cool. As bad as that CGI was, it was cool.
I just wanted that show to give, like, there's got to be a bigger picture here to this.
Oh, yeah. Eventually get to that.
Do we?
It's, you know, they find another community that's even bigger than their big community. And it's, hey, we have more resources, so why don't we join together? Oh, wait, you're not that good of a person. I don't want to join you. Let's fight.
But I want to know, like, what started the zombie apocalypse? How can we fix it?
I don't know.
That's what, like.
Apparently there's a cure. But I don't know. I stopped watching after the last season.
I just want to find out. Like, maybe somebody started this thing. Maybe they did it on purpose.
I think it just kind of started.
It was a government control thing, and it went awry. How many more seasons can we possibly... And then Maggie and what's his face?
Negan.
Didn't he kill her husband?
Mm-hmm.
Like, brutally with his baseball bat?
20 years ago. I think people forget.
And then, let's do a show together.
Oh, and then she named her son after her dead husband. And the whole show is centered around those two going to rescue the son. In New York.
I think I would have some serious trust issues with that guy.
There's a big time jump.
Well, enough.
People forget, you know?
Enough time has passed. I didn't go to prison or anything.
Meet enough people in the zombie world. Make new friends, new enemies.
And meanwhile, the writers and the actors are all on strike. And it's like, listen, I don't want anybody to lose their job. But I'm just going to say, stop churning out crap all the time and maybe you'd make more money. I know, that's probably a very callous way to put it, but it's true. You want more money, give us better things to watch.
Yes.
Instead of just recycling. I hear they're making a new Snow White.
Yep.
And it's not going to be the... Can we say the word on the air? It's not going to be the Seven Dwarves?
Seven Dwarves, yeah.
It's just going to be seven unique people.
Seven diverse humanoids.
Yep.
I don't even know if they're all human.
And then the actress for Snow White came out and said, it's not going to be like Snow White. She's not going to need a prince to save her. I'm like, okay, so then it's not Snow White. It's a different story. Just call it something else then, you know?
Did you ever take into consideration what Snow White wanted?
Yeah.
Maybe she wanted a husband.
That's what she wanted. That was a goal of hers.
Maybe she wants to clean up a cottage in the woods and just live there with seven other short men.
Doesn't make her a bad person.
I don't judge her.
Just that's her. That was the story.
And so she talks to a mirror on the wall.
Like, why?
You don't do that every morning?
Disney wants to change all these stories.
Because it's dated.
Right, but it's like, then just do a new story.
Just make a new one.
Oh, use your... You writers are so damn good, you're on strike because you're demanding more. Go create something unique.
They don't, so we use technology to do it for us.
And let's just go back. I got an idea. Let's do The Lion King. Hold on, okay? But not animated, but kind of animated. Okay, so
computer
it's not
generated,
yeah, it's computer generated,
hand drawn animation.
Yeah, but it's the same. Okay, yeah. What's the idea? New kind of look at Lion King? No, exact same thing.
This time Mufasa doesn't die.
Oh, he doesn't.
Spoiler alert.
Does he not die?
No, he does.
Oh, okay,
the whole
that's
story.
The whole thing, man. You got. But that's what they're doing now.
Yeah, they'll take the 15 different Lion King remakes, put it into an AI, and spit out another one, and say, no, this one's. I was going to say Tiger King, but we can't do that.
Oh, no.
There already was one of those.
There already was a Tiger King. Well, we watched the Beauty and the Beast movie.
Mm-hmm.
The new, well, fairly new. It's been years now, I guess.
10 years?
It's with Hermione.
Oh, yes.
And it's literally the same as the cartoon, except for, and I'm just going to call it, they add a gay character in, like, with Gaston. There's mm-hmm. There's like a relationship there. And it's like, okay, you just made the exact same story.
See, but I like that one over the original.
Because it was, like, more...
I didn't watch the original growing up a lot, and then that one came out. I was like,
I loved the original.
And I liked the story, and that was just presented in a way I like.
I thought all the furniture was creepy looking.
Yeah.
The cups and the pots and all that stuff was scary. I don't know. You're seeing it all over social media. They're on strike and stuff, and I'm just thinking to myself, yeah, you guys keep convincing us to watch garbage... And we're paying for it. And now you're like, we want a bigger piece of that pie.
I think really we just want to be entertained.
Yeah.
By good stories with good characters.
Give us some new things.
And you're seeing that with the Barbie Oppenheimer stuff. Both those movies have made 150, or Barbie's over a billion now. And Oppenheimer's about 500 million.
Oh, Barbie's beaten
Barbie's
it,
crossed
huh?
a billion, yeah.
Wow.
It's up there with Super Mario Bros. From this year. We just want to be entertained. Just give us simple stuff from our childhood and nostalgia.
Yeah, kind of do a new story.
Mario, that's cool.
Just do a new story. Let's not just copy and paste it and then
change
make one gigantic political change.
Reasons, yeah.
Dixon says, Riley was disowned by our family immediately following the 2016 draft.
Whoa. Ouch. Does Riley know this?
He probably thinks about it. Or is Dixon just setting us up, saying he's been... disowned, and then when the game comes and they fix it, and it all kind of works together. I don't know. I had to go on a tangent there because I can't keep track of, you know, the Marvel world, the Walking Dead world. They're all just weird, and they're getting worse as we go here, and yet there's a strike going on. Is that why they've been putting out just not very good stuff? Because they're like, you know what, we're not getting paid.
They're getting rid of their backlog of bad stuff, and eventually they'll run out of that, and then we'll have nothing new.
Oh, I'm sure they'll get a sequel of
Raymond and Seinfeld.
Oh, that, now that is writing. Everybody Loves Raymond. That is writing.
I should say Seinfeld.
No,
everybody loves great writing.
Everybody Loves Raymond. Writing is amazing. Oh, just they should win, won an Emmy every year for the superb acting by Ray Romano.
Did they win any Emmys?
If they didn't, it's a crime, and that's something we should go on strike for. Robert, sensational actor. Deborah. Oh, it was all good. Every bit of it was amazing. How many Emmys?
An impressive 15.
Yes. You're welcome.
Including acting trophies for Ray Romano, Patricia Heaton,
yeah,
Brad Garrett. Yeah. Apparently it's a good show.
Let's go check it out, Angel. You love it, man. Well, County Swami, the Marvel timeline is easier to track than conference realignment. No, the Marvel timeline is like conference realignment now. It is.
You got to watch 7 TV shows and 3 different movies. You got to read this book.
It's wild and crazy. 17 minutes after the hour, Sean Keeler of the Denver Post. Coming up next is the whole show powered by PDC Energy. We're on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hear Preps Talk and Coach Speak with Coach Bruce Dick, the fourth winningest coach in Colorado boys basketball history. Weekdays from 10 to 11 on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hey, this is Sean Keeler of the Denver Post. You're listening to the whole show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
I wanted Sean to be able to hear that because he took the time to put that together for us. And, you know, it was a reasonable fee that we paid him for that. So, Sean Keeler of the Denver Post. Sean, my friend, thanks for joining us. Always appreciate your time.
That guy should be on radio.
And that's exactly why. We keep hearing it over, and it reminds us of you, and we want to get you on the show.
He sounds like he knows what he's talking about.
He sounds like
the truth. He really doesn't.
I was going to say, he sounds like a guy that could figure out what's next for Colorado State in the Mountain West Conference. I'm sure you've got it all figured out for us, Sean.
Those were simpler times, weren't they, on that 40-second recording? I look back on that era fondly when the Pac-12 was a thing and CU went to L.A. Now I feel like I've just crossed the Rubicon into Armageddon. Like, do you ever see the TV show The Umbrella Academy?
I haven't seen it yet. I do have it on the list, though.
It's a way better soundtrack than it is a show, as opposed to The Boys. And I know that's why you called, but bear with me. At some point, there's an alternate timeline deal where he goes into, like, our, you know, destroyed Earth, and that's scorched everywhere. And that's kind of what this feels like in the West, a little bit, where it's like there's just rubble everywhere, and I don't know who's alive, and I'm just looking for survivors.
That's a great way to put it, too. And trust me, we'll get a separate podcast for this. I could talk about The Boys all day, every day.
Good.
Yes.
See, you and me.
Yes.
There we go. I turn people on. You may not love it, but you're not going to turn away.
No, it is a great show, and I want to get into all that at some point. But so, yeah, who would be Homelander in this case when you're looking at the Pac-4? Is that Klyavkov? Is that CU? Who is it?
Is Larry Scott,
yes,
Stan Edgar?
Yeah.
Or is he, who is the one? Oh, Maddie Albright?
Yeah.
I think, you know, she ended up badly. We're going to give away spoilers. Are we, like, college football, The Boys comparisons? I mean, someone's got to be Stan Edgar in all this. I don't know that there's a – I mean, maybe Larry Scott's Homelander and that he's a dork.
Yes.
And he thinks he knows what he's doing. And all he's doing is just destroying everything in his path. Maybe Larry Scott is Homelander. But that's giving Larry Scott way too much credit. Although – yeah, the more you think about it, yeah,
mm-hmm,
you know, dumb bleep in a cape flying around, yeah, that could be Larry.
Leave it to us, Sean, to confuse everybody more about conference realignment, to add in a show and then splice those together.
Who's Soldier Boy in this? Is it So yeah.
Well, that's a good one. Who is Soldier Boy here?
We just went off the deep end so hard. Everyone just needs to Google this. They'd be like, "Oh my god,
these guys are nerds."
From each other. Yeah. I know. Hey, I know football players who love the Boys. Good satire is good satire.
Oh,
it's a comic book show, yes, but the TV version. It's not remotely like the comic book. It's just a good satire on celebrity, period. I know people who know athletes who are like the characters on the show. So, trust us. Yes.
Well, I'm glad I finally finished the I just never got around to it, and I finished the last season. It was amazing. I'm glad I finished it so
amazing.
I would
Let's
know what we were talking about.
Hole. Yes. Folks, and don't skip to 3, but 3 is amazing. 3 is the best.
It was so entertaining. I mean,
I watched
crazy episodes.
At Disneyland on vacation, the last episode, and the last moment. I'm walking from Disneyland, and I just literally cheered while my wife tried to sleep. I went, oh my God, what an ending.
It was, you're right.
Oh, no. The world is doomed. The world is doomed. This is not good.
And that's how it feels right now, Sean. When
and
you're,
yes, we're in that world.
Yeah,
you know,
that's how it feels.
Bring this back. West Coast football feels like the Boys. Everything is going to hell in a handbasket. We don't know what's going on. And we need a savior. And the heroes are not heroes. And that's the point of the show. And that's kind of where we're at with this, too. Yes, there is a point to this, ladies and gentlemen. And where does CSU go? Boy. We had a long talk about this at Buff's practice this morning. And I'm not sure they go anywhere, and let me explain this in the sense that I'm not convinced that Oregon State and Washington State are coming, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure you saw the news just now where, and this it goes back to this, the ACC is vetting Stanford and Cal. Short of a Big Ten or a Big 12 lifeline, I've got to think they would take that. And I've got to think that Oregon State and Washington State would be begging for that, wouldn't they?
You would think so. If that opportunity came out, then it would just make sense. Because, Sean, where I'm so confused...
No, it doesn't make sense.
Well, none of it makes sense, but it would make sense in the world that doesn't make sense.
In a world that doesn't make sense where, again, very much like the Boys, where the Big Ten has four big brands from the Pac-12, what's stopped the ACC going, well, let's just take the next four big brands. Like, what have we got to lose, especially if we lose FSU and Clemson? Let's just do this. It's gotten stupid. Like, we've opened the
Oh, yeah. It's a video game.
Stupid.
Yeah.
So let's just take these four, and Stanford and Duke can be rivals. Great. Here we go.
It is,
you know,
in geography.
Dumb, but you go, yeah, okay.
Yeah, geography doesn't matter anymore. That doesn't matter. And, again, we're all talking about football. I mean, I've been thinking more and more. It's like, what is it going to do for these programs that are going to play multiple games a week with these crazy travel schedules?
Uh-huh.
You know, basketball, volleyball,
uh-huh.
That stuff. It's like we're not thinking of anything other than just the football side and the media deal. It's just, I mean, what's going to happen here? Like, okay, maybe those teams go to the ACC. What's going to happen to the Mountain West? I mean, are we getting to that point? The weird thing we talked about for the last 5-10 years is ultimately you just get to four power conferences, 20 teams each. That is your mini NFL. The rest of you, you're D1A or D1B or whatever.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that's where this Armageddon is going. And I'm not even sure it's 80. I mean, 80 would be a generous number because CU would definitely be in that, and I'm not sure CSU would. I'm not sure it's not 60. You know, I'm not sure it's 4 at 15 or 3 at 20. You know, if that makes sense. Again, none of this makes sense. But I think ultimately, yeah, I think the FBS is already, let's face it, it's already split. I think you're going to have a legitimate, like, financial, some kind of super Premier League break off of this. Ultimately, that's not good for the sport, but no one kissed. When has any of this been good for the sport? Was Oklahoma, Texas going to the SEC good for the sport? No. You know, none of this is good for it. It's about each school saying, how can I make the most money because I lost a bunch of it in 2020, and where can I make that back? Or I've got to pay for this stadium, and how do I make that back? Or I've got to pay off these three coaches who I fired. How do I pay that back? And that's all they care about. none of the rest of this matters. The student athletes don't matter. The fans don't matter. The history absolutely doesn't matter. You're just going to this. I think where that puts the Rams, to put it more locally, I think, and maybe you're going to follow up with this, so let's jump to that. I think the Mountain West has to backfill as aggressively as they can. And the merger may not be with, I mean, if you could get Oregon State and Wazoo, great. You know, do that. I think you need to jump the AAC at the punch and make sure that you don't get left out at the table to be league number five, if that makes sense.
So Sean Keeler joining us from the Denver Post. Who could they possibly get? I mean, what's realistic for the Mountain West?
Do you call Tulane?
Yeah.
Do you call Memphis? Do you call – this is the backfill idea. Do you call North Dakota State and say, here you go. You're ready. You know, there's a level. They're certainly as much of a level as Utah State is.
Yeah.
To a point that let's make this, assuming the parameters of the playoffs stay remotely the same, I don't think that you're going to see six highest conference champions remain the plan, but I can't think you're going to have fewer than four conference champions that get auto berths. You might end up with that 5 and 7, you know, 7 at-larges, 4 or 4 champions, 8 at-larges, because they're going to close it off like the NCAA tournament. They throw the group of whatever. If we say group of 5, it'll be a group of like 7. They're going to throw them that bone just for legal purposes because they don't want to break up the NCAA tournament. And in fact, the NCAA basketball tournament and the gajillion dollars of that is like the only thing that's preventing this Premier League thing from happening right now anyway, that break-off. It's like, well, they all say that and they go, what do we do with the basketball tournament? And there's this long pause of, yeah, God, we like that. That is so, like, it's the one thing in college sports that's sort of broken and not broken, if that makes sense.
Yeah,
like the
100%.
One thing they all sides of all dollar figures can agree on and all power levels. So I think you swing for the fences if you're in the Mountain West. If you're CSU, you certainly, I don't know who's going to call them back from the ACC and the Big 12, but you certainly keep those lines open. I'm not sure that there's a Pac-12 to salvage that way. I know we've written about it and talked about it. I don't know that anymore that there's going to be, because the more this ACC stuff gets vetted, this stuff all starts to filter from the top down. And from the top down, if you're those four leftovers, you want to preserve what you have. Because you financially have to. Like, there's no, it's just about the dollars and cents. And if some league, the first league that throws you anything, it's just why CU left, the first league that throws you anything good, you take it, and then you worry about what the ramifications are later. And yeah, there could be some really dumb ramifications. Just ask any Buff fan about the Pac-12.
Mm.
There can some things that you don't think about when you buy the house, and you spend all that money and go, yeah, I don't know. But ultimately, this is kind of related and sort of not. Did you see that the one of the state offices formally released their budget analysis of public schools in Division I today in Colorado? And that the only programs, I mean, maybe you did see this, you mentioned this. You see, the only programs since 2013, I believe, in a decade study that have paid for themselves are Buffs football and Buffs men's basketball. That's it.
Wow.
These leagues, CSU needs money. And the only way you're going to do that is to go back to the networks and either as part of something, as a little fish in a bigger pond, and I'm not sure that pond is there, or by being aggressive and not just chasing after whatever Oregon State and Wazoo want to do. I think those are your first choices. But in then getting the next most likely playoff brands that, like what the Big 12 just did, well, not just, but did with Houston and UCF and what have you, and go consolidate more playoff teams, because you need that money. That is indisputable, and that will continue no matter what their releases say, and they're proudest about their balanced budgets every year. That's not what the state auditors see. They see something that has been hemorrhaging money for a long time, and you've got to rectify that somehow. But I don't know if you can – if there's a great answer for doing that if the ACC one-ups you, because they get to buy the house first. It's like buying property in Boulder County. If I've got $100 cash, and somebody walks in with $500,000, they're going to get the house. And that's it. And there's no discussion. And they say bye. That's kind of what CSU in the Mountain West is dealing with where the ACC is concerned. And I will be fascinated to see where that falls from there because it's got to start happening quickly on that end. And I'm not sure how much of this is going to go that quickly now because certainly the way the Mountain West, ironically, has designed those buyouts to keep the league together has actually – ironically, potentially slowed this down because I'm trying to get some lawyers on the phone because that's got to be some crazy legalese to get this thing done when you've got a league that has to charge you $34 million to leave it for every member.
Yeah, it's everything you're pointing out there, Sean. It's just absolutely wild. And again, I think the one thing that Rams fans are holding on to, you mentioned it with the playoff situation where is if now we just have four power four conferences, we just have those four. If the playoff structure stays as it is, you'd still get two other conference champs in there, which would be great for CSU. They would, if they could win their conference, that might just be them. But do they come back to this and say, we've got all these freaking monsters in the SEC, Big Ten, Big 12, ACC. Let's do the four champs and let's do the four runner-ups and then let's do four wild cards or whatever.
Yeah, I think there is logic to them then gaming the system again when the system changes on it. I mean, they're going to preserve. Just a little that it's the best parallel to American college football in that the richest 1% always cover the back. No matter what happens or something goofy, then they game the system again to make sure that never happens again. They make sure that a Boise State does not take their money because their money is the most precious thing to them for reasons that kind of go without saying. So, yeah, I would worry that's the next wave of this. But in the meantime, you just got to presume the system will still enable those two other conference champions to get a look of your 4-6. But I think ultimately you still got to build, if your point is revenue, the most attractive TV football confederation that you can, and then go from there. Now, I don't know that North Dakota State is that, but I do know they're good enough to beat some people, so maybe you have to keep an eye on your front door and your back door, if that makes sense.
Yeah, no, you certainly do, man. It's a wild time, and only us could make those comparisons to the boys and college football. I appreciate you for that, Sean. I respect you for that even more greatly today.
Well, we'll put your show on Vought Plus, and we'll get it out there, and we'll make it work. This is great.
I love it.
We have to apologize to everyone who immediately turned it off, like, oh, my God, they're talking about a comic book show. This is what press boxes are like, ladies and gentlemen, deep down as it goes. But, no, there is – the Armageddon thing is a very apt thing. We're in a crazy time, and I'm going to go to bed with the thought of Larry Scott as Homelander and just laugh my backside off. I think Larry Scott goes to bed with the image of Larry Scott as Homelander.
Maybe. I think he does. What did I become?
And that's what keeps him going, and he's very proud of that. No, I don't think he sees what we see. I think he thinks that's a great thing, that he's wearing the flag on his – he's got the flag on his back, and he's ready to go, and he's that guy. He can do anything.
I think that's the best way to describe him, especially with what we've seen, with how this thing has just turned upside down. Sean, my man, great write-up from you. I've been following all your stuff on the conference realignment, on where that puts CSU. So keep up the great work, and we'll look to catch up with you soon.
Sounds good. Thanks, man. See you.
Sean Keeler, the Denver Post. 38 minutes after the 1 o'clock hour. Angel, let's jump out real quick and get the latest on the local sports flash.
Hi, this is Jesse Kurtz, executive producer and lead anchor of the Mountain West Network, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
Minutes after the 1 o'clock hour. Welcome back into The Whole Show. Sean Keeler with the Denver Post has done a great job of trying to cover this, or is covering this. It's just there's so many moving parts to it, and I don't know. That's the thing, man. When I said it makes sense for the time that we're in if a Washington State and Oregon State just moved to the ACC, because clearly geography's not at the top of anyone's minds anymore. Travel, all that stuff, it's not there. So you got to throw the old way of looking at things out the window. They're not looking at it like that anymore. And so that probably, I mean, if you're Washington State or Oregon State and your options are the Mountain West or the ACC, where are you going? You're going to go to the ACC. Even though it messes with everybody's lives and all your student athletes that aren't football players, schedules are just crinkled up and thrown into the trash can because it won't matter, then it doesn't matter. The money's there. You're going to go. It is a wild, wild situation here. And so that scares me about the Mountain West future. I just hope that they stay true to this playoff plan, that it is 16 or it's 12 and it's six conference champs, your six best conference champs. Because if that's the case, then CSU's window to get into the playoffs is still very much open because that road is controllable. You just got to go win games. You got to go win your championship. And that is much easier to do than to only hope you can get in as like the at-large, whatever, top 12 teams in the country, because that's likely everything's going to have to go right for you. Because even if you go undefeated, where does that really put you in ranking, in a ranking sense? Like this year, if CSU goes undefeated, beating Washington State and Colorado and then all the rest, where would that get him? Maybe 22nd? Hopes that they could crack the top 25? That's what you're hoping for, and that wouldn't get you into the playoffs. So I hope they leave it this way because that does allow the other opportunities and for everybody else to still root for their teams in the conference. Yeah, the season might be lost if they start out the conference schedule 0-2, but at least you've got hope going into it. That's the big thing here. So that's one I didn't spend a lot of time on over the weekend, was the chance that they might change how the playoff structure works. But yeah, Rams fans better hope that they don't.
Well, it's tough because you're always going to have the conversation about who gets left out. And we've seen it in every iteration of the playoff, you know, whether it was TCU and Baylor in the first year or whether it was Cincinnati or, you know, UCF back in 2017 when they went undefeated and they partially claimed that national title that year. I would hope that the college football playoff would still want to include as many teams as you possibly can. If that means a Mountain West or an American or a Conference USA team, you have to give them a seat at the table.
Yeah, and try to...
Unless you give something for those lower group of five conferences to fight for, you can't just cast them off to the side.
And try to capitalize on like what March Madness has done and getting random teams and suddenly their fan bases are interested. If it's just Georgia and Alabama and, you know, Michigan and every single year, then you're just going to keep helping out that current fan base. You need to increase it. And the 12 teams will do that, even if it is just the big four that we're talking about. But I think giving two conferences an opportunity now to get in is still the way to go. I really believe that. And I'm not just speaking from a CSU mindset or a Mountain West mindset. I think that you have to still allow the chance of a March Madness type story coming to fruition. The chances of Cinderella stories in football are not very great compared to basketball, but still it's there.
If Boise State and Memphis both went 12-0, they should both be able to get in the playoff.
Yeah. Or even lost one.
Yeah, and they won their conference.
I think that's the road, and that at least gives you something to build for in these conferences. Otherwise, the alternative is you go big four, 20 teams each, and then everybody that's left out of the 20 teams each, you're doing some kind of D1A thing or D1B thing, and you're back to playing for... You're back to bowls and all that stuff, or I don't know. Maybe the bowl system is for D1B now, and you take that and you go back to what it was in the early 2000s. You just basically have readopted the BCS, and now you pick the top teams from Division 1B to play in your biggest bowl game, which you create now, which I guess would be a Pac-12 bowl game, and then the big four are playing in the playoffs for what really matters. That would be unfortunate. That would be a big bummer. 46 minutes after the hour. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. I want to shout out to Steamway Floor to Ceiling, family-owned for over 35 years. Check them out online at steamwayfloortoceiling.com. They got a 4,000-square-foot showroom with tile, luxury vinyl, hardwood, carpet, granite, cabinets, countertops, window treatments, remodel with a budget, too. They've got consulting available for you, design consulting, financing options, you name it. At Steamway Floor to Ceiling, they're going to get you there. They also offer cleaning and restoration after damage restoration, smoke and odor restoration, complete structure cleaning, duct cleaning. They do it all. They're serving Greeley, Windsor, Loveland, Fort Collins, Severance, Eaton, LaSalle, Kersey, Johnstown, Milliken, all over Northern Colorado. Steamway Floor to Ceiling. 47 minutes after the hour, let's take a quick break. What did we learn? Coming up on the other side, it's the whole show powered by PDC Energy. A Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 at 1310 KFKA.
Hear Preps Talk and Coach Speak with Coach Bruce Dick, the fourth winningest coach in Colorado boys basketball history. Weekdays from 10 to 11 on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hey, what's going on? This is Justin Adams with CBS 4 down in Denver, Colorado, and you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA.
The next time you get angry over a bad play, remember you need teamwork to win, not arguments.
Now we know.
And knowing is half the battle.
Hey, hey, what do you say? We all had a special day. Now turn to a friend and say what you learned today.
Well, what do we learn on the seventh day of August? Learned a couple of things, I suppose, that this thing ain't done with conference realignment. We still have some work to do. The ACC has been quiet in all of this. Are they going to get aggressive now and go after the remaining teams in the Pac-4 or whatever it is called? And what does the future look like for the college football playoff? It's a grim future, I think, coming from CSU's vantage point, if they change how they're doing this. Now, there's still a great opportunity for CSU to be a playoff team and stay in the Mountain West, and we have a fun conference there that can hope to compete, but you got to think with these super conferences they're putting together, the playoff system is going to want more of them in than what was originally proposed. Angel, what'd you learn on this seventh day of August?
Yeah, just more on that. It feels like it's obviously Friday was big news. Feels like we're in a bit of a lull right now, and we'll see what happens with the ACC, with the Mountain West, and with the Pac-4. What's going to happen with whoever's left? The ACC has a pretty lengthy TV deal in place right now. You're not going to see teams leave that conference, so they may look to get up to 16 teams, if not 18, to match the Big Ten. So keep an eye on that. I as I said earlier, I hope this doesn't affect the outlook and the feel of this college football season, because I still think it's going to be, you know, just a fun season overall. We got a lot of stuff to talk about. But obviously this is hanging over the heads of a lot of teams.
Yeah, hopefully we can get in the next week or so and just start setting up like a regular type of season. And I don't think it's going to be difficult to be happy with the Mountain West or the SEC or some of these other ones that are getting some teams coming in the next year. But if you're a Pac-12 fan, that's going to be a weird season to watch. You know, if you're a CU fan, you're like, oh, this is the last time here, doesn't matter. We're going on to bigger and better things. But like for Washington State and Oregon State fans and Stanford fans and Cal fans, this season's going to suck. You're just going to be reminded of your ex-girlfriend every single weekend because you're going up against Pac-12 teams that you're not, well, for at least for now, for the most part, not going to be seeing. So interesting times, to say the least, and we'll hope that we can make some more sense of it as this week progresses. But we do have Broncos football on Friday. That makes sense to us at least, right? Russell Wilson might not make sense. Sean Payton and his anonymous donor thing might not make sense. But at the end of the day, we know what the Broncos have to do to make it to the playoffs. They have to have one of the top seven records to get in. And top seven? Top six? Top seven? Yes, okay. That's it. It's pretty simple, although they've tried to complicate it over the years by adding playoff teams and such. But we know what it takes for the Broncos. No strength of schedule. Just go win football games. Give us a sample of that coming up on Friday as they go up against the Arizona Cardinals.
I'm going to ask you this every day this week leading up to the preseason. Level of concern, 1 to 10. for the Broncos?
10 being very concerned?
Yes.
6.
Yep.
6 right now. It was a 7 until I heard that Russell Wilson was a little better today. So I'm going to go 6, right around the middle, a little concerned. But yep, right around the middle part for the most part of that one anyway. The guys continue our wonderful coverage of high school football training camp coverage. All things Eaton today with Good Morning NoCo, with Coach Speak. And I know we're putting the focus on Platte Valley tomorrow, so we're looking forward to that. See what Troy Hoffman and some of the other players have to say about their upcoming season. That's going to do it for us. Thanks for sticking with us. As always, we'll be back at it on a Tuesday. Good night, Northern Colorado. We'll be right back.